Listen to Alan for Breakfast wherever you are. Download the Triple M app now.
Hey, Alan here, and welcome to the catch-up. This is the part of the morning where I figure out what I'm going to put in it. I've lost my piece of paper. Here it is. Karen Stubbs had a chat with her all about social media usage and what kids should be doing to try and wean them off it, because let's be honest, too many kids are using way too much of it. Also had a chat with Dr. Braden about snake bites. Yeah, bunburyvets.com.au, by the way, is the website to go to if you have any questions and queries about that segment. Also, we had Iris Thomas from Consumer Protection about this latest scam. Jamila Dawson join me from the Boston Dunsborough Mail to see what's coming out in the paper. Survivor contestant. We did see, I don't know if you watched it last night, but it was definitely a blindside for sure. And Lydia was sent home, the Olympian. So I had a bit of a chat with her all about that. Did a bit of song dedication as well this morning to a man that was stealing only right shoes. You know, as you do, like a weirdo. The latest in regards to Witness the Fitness as well. I'll throw that in there. Enjoy the catch-up. Scott Morrison, ScoMo. The Prime Minister has been dropping bombshells all morning. He was on Today, and this audio is from Today, of surprising people with a bit of an announcement. Here's how it went. Yeah, pretty surprising.
No longer think it is. And look, I was going to say this next week, but I may as well say it here, Carl. I've already consulted my colleagues on that. And next week, Cabinet will be ratifying a decision to reverse taking the pension, the retirement age to 70. It'll remain at 67, which is what Labor increased it to. In this year's budget, I announced a whole package of measures to help Australians live a longer and healthy and more active life. Mm. And that included things like the pension work bonus and supporting people who are older to actually get access to the pension when they're running a business. And I think those measures are positive measures. I don't think we need that measure any longer when it comes to raising the pension age. And it's one of the things I'll be changing pretty quickly. I've talked to my colleagues about it. We'll ratify it next week. The pension age going to 70. Gone.
Okay. Love it. How good is that? That audio is courtesy of Today. And someone that's very excited about it. I have them on the line right now. Cliff Reeve, how are you, mate?
I'm very well. How are you?
I had to ring you. I know that you're normally still asleep at this time of the morning, but I had to ring you, Cliff. You must be absolutely excited. You thought you had 10 years of radio left, but no, mate, only 7 more years left.
Oh, huzzah! Hey, but here's the good thing.
Oh, there you go.
I don't have to work tomorrow or Friday. So that's 2 other days that I've got up my sleeve.
There we go. Just bank them. Love it. Well, congratulations. I just thought I would share that news with you, mate. The retirement age is going to stay at 67.
Oh, that has really made my day. Not the retirement age thing, just hearing from you, Alan.
Well, I was going to say we've made the listeners' day. They'll be counting down. Only 7 years left of Cliff Reeve.
There's no escape.
I'll let you get back to sleep, mate, all right?
Bye.
Cliff Reeve, catch you this afternoon from 4 o'clock. Karen Stubbs online from Mindset Joy, also a life coach. How are you, Karen?
I'm good, Alan. How are you?
I'm doing well. It's time to kind of talk about the elephant in the room, and that is social media. We've heard that it plays havoc with some people's minds, but it could be even causing anxiety and depression. Is that right?
Oh, absolutely, yes, especially in the younger set today. There's a lot of anxiety and depression caused around social media, gaming, computers. Their phones are beeping all the time, so yeah.
Yeah, so why is it causing depression and anxiety?
Because it's causing distractions in their everyday life. They're not interacting with people. If they're not invited somewhere, they can see it straight away. Everyone on social media, they're looking perfect. Sort of a thing out there that they want to look perfect now. They're even doing themselves up just to have a photo taken for instant gratification.
Yeah, sounds pretty crazy. You've had a bit of luck in regards to helping people who are suffering through depression and anxiety through social media. What's some tips you can give us today?
Oh, there's quite a few tips. Even just going back to the basics, Ellen, it's just like even having a good night's sleep. Like, just take all the devices out of your bedroom. TVs, phones, anything, like, so that you've not got that constant whirring, beeping at night. So if they can take all of that just out of the room, try to get the good 8 hours sleep that everybody needs, just focusing on something else they're good at rather than with the phone.
Like, yeah, okay.
That's a good art. To fresh air, like, get out there and breathe, do some exercise, get involved in a little bit of foods and preparation of foods and nurturing their body from the inside. like, get away from all the negativity.
I'm sure that some parents have already kind of thought about a few of those tactics, in particular, take the phone away from them and stuff. Is there a way to do it without the kid flipping out and losing their mind?
I think it's a contract to sit down with a child. If a child is actually addicted to social media, there could be actually almost a panic attack around it.
Yeah.
So, you know, more or less a contract, okay. You know, like it's just a gradual thing. So if the child is on social media for 4 hours a day, hey, let's just gradually decrease that. Maybe 3 hours, you know, to gradually decreasing it so that there's not that panic around, oh, I'm not connected to social media.
Yeah, yeah.
So, you know, that is one way that a parent can do it so that the child is not going to flip out. Because the child actually has to be a part of that process.
No, that makes complete sense. Well, Karen, thanks for the chat today. I do appreciate it.
Thank you.
Karen Stubbs there from Mindset Joy. Bit of an idea of social media with the kids. It's not going away. It's getting worse and worse.
Hello. Triple M's Three Rings for Spring for Godfrey's Bunbury. Spring Super Sale on till September 26.
Yes, well, we're trying to help you out. It is spring, believe it or not. We want to help you get your house cleaned. So we've teamed up with Godfrey's Bunbury for their Spring Super Sale as well. That's on till September 26th. But we could potentially give you a cleaner to clean your house for the whole of spring. All you need to do is very simple. MMM.com.au to register. And then when we ring you, you got to answer your phone in three rings. Yesterday didn't go so well. So here we go. Let's try again today. Please, please answer. If you're anywhere near Del Yell Up, have your phone. Let's press ring now.
Hello?
Oh, my goodness. You answered in three rings.
Oh, fantastic.
Congratulations. Fantastic. You're in the running.
Oh, good. I was waiting for that phone.
Yes, congratulations. Well done to you.
Oh, good. I'm glad about that because I need a cleaner.
Love it. Excellent. Thanks for answering. You're in the running. Cheers.
Okay, thank you. See ya.
Al's Furry Pals. Thanks to Bunbury and Eaton Vet Clinics. Modern medicine, compassionate care.
I'm now joined by Dr. Braden. Good morning. How are you?
I'm doing well, thanks. How about you?
I am doing well today. Well, it's turning into the season for it. Snake bites. We unfortunately might be seeing a few more of those.
Yeah, spring and early summer are actually our busy times for this. So really we see most of ours before Christmas. And even though it might not feel it today, spring's actually on its way and the snakes are going to be coming out soon.
Yeah, okay. So I guess what do you do if your dog's been bitten by a snake? How would you even know?
I mean, most people don't actually know that the dog has been bitten. I mean, the classic sort of things that we see is the dog's running around in the bush or somewhere, seems to collapse and then seems to be better again. And that's a real red flag for a snake bite, because the way the venom works is it tends to affect them quite quickly. They seem to recover, but then they're going to collapse again. And that sort of collapse and recover is a sign of a potentially fatal dose. So
yeah, okay.
If you see that, you might not be sure that's a snake bite, but you've got to get them into the vet, because when they collapse again, they're not going to be waking up from that one. And we need to be seeing them quite quickly.
Is there anything you can do on the spot if you suspect your dog's been bitten by a snake?
Not really. I mean, generally we don't actually get to see the bite mark. So you generally won't know if it's been bitten on a limb or anything. So it's not like people where you can put on a pressure bandage or something. Yeah. It really is a case of grab your dog, get to the vets quickly, because a small dog in particular, within 5 minutes, they can start to be shown signs of toxicity.
Yeah,
and
okay.
I mean, we've had a couple in the last year or two where they've come in not breathing, and that's within about 5 minutes of a known snake bite. And I mean, we've managed to save them, but yeah, it's pretty dramatic stuff. And
yeah, what do you use? Do you have antivenoms and stuff?
We've got antivenoms, and something that's worth noting is we've got a combined antivenom, which combines tiger and brown antivenom. So you don't actually need to identify what type of snake it was.
Yeah, okay.
So if you see your dog bitten, don't waste time trying to catch the snake to identify what it is. Get it into us, because we're going to use the same stuff either way, and it's going to work regardless. Also, if you're trying to catch the snake, you're going to get bitten yourself potentially, and if you've got to go to hospital, that's really going to delay treatment of your dog.
Yeah, absolutely. Some great advice there. It's scary just thinking about your dog get bitten by a snake.
Yeah, that's it. And I mean, a couple of other things to keep in mind. Cats look a bit different to dogs when they're bitten.
Oh.
So cats tend to just get really floppy, and you look at your cat and you're kind of going, I'll pick it up, and it just almost pours back onto the ground like a bit of plasticine or something. So that's a sign that your cat's been bitten. And don't waste time with home remedies. Things like high dose of vitamin C and all those sort of things, they've been proven not to work. So don't try them. Just get to the vet, because this is something that's really urgent. Whatever time, day or night, call your vet, get in there.
Yeah, absolutely. Great advice there, mate. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Dr. Braden there. For more information, bunburyvets.com.au is the website to go to. Miller Dawson, the Southwest Editor for the Busselton Dunsborough Mail. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
I am doing well. Plenty to talk about. Let's touch on the front page, the gourmet escape.
Yeah, that's right. So Tourism Minister made a secret visit to Margaret River on Friday to talk about the funding announcement for the future of the gourmet escape. And it looks like the normal company, IMG, will still run the event, but it will also expand to the Swan Valley and Perth.
I don't like that. That sounds like a bit of foul play to me, just quietly.
Yes. Yeah, we've had a few interesting comments, so it'll be interesting to see how it goes after next year when the normal one is still in Margaret River.
Like, doesn't the event do really well every year? Sells out majority of the events. Anyway, this is a rant for another time, I reckon.
Yeah, I think so. I mean, it'll be interesting to see what it does to the tourism numbers.
Yeah, that's going to be the real kicker. If it increases them or decreases them, we'll see where their loyalty lies with the tourism minister. Something else worth getting angry about, the airport. Local politician not too happy at the moment.
Yeah, that's right. So the Nationals politician Colin Holt has said that a $30 million funding announcement to Perth Airport is a slap in the face to the Southwest. And that's obviously in regards to the fact that they haven't funded the Busselton Airport fully. So, but yet they're happy to put $30 million towards Perth.
Yeah, he's not wrong. I like this guy. He seems to be spot on with that point. Also, it's finals time at the moment.
Yeah, that's right. So on the weekend, the Busselton Magpies had the Colts and the Reserves in the finals first week. Both of them lost, but luckily for the Colts, they get a second chance this weekend.
Excellent. Well, everyone can read up on that and much, much more in the paper today. Jamila, thanks for the chat.
No worries. Thank you.
Survivor had their merge last night, and unfortunately, the fallout was one person being sent home, and that person was the Olympian Lydia. She was sent home. I have her on the line now.
Hello.
Hi, Lydia. How are you?
Oh, you know, a little bit deflated, but all good.
What was it like watching it back?
It was a little bit tough. But a little bit, you know, I was pretty gutted at the time and was gutted last night as well.
Oh, really? It was for all the right reasons, but you were taken out.
Totally,
but because you were the biggest threat there. And let's be honest, if you had got to a point where it was a smaller amount, you would have won it for sure.
Yeah, but I would have liked to have seen some cool battles in the end, you know?
Is that what you were most, like, sad about missing out on, was the cool, like, challenges that were coming up?
Yeah, I was missing out on the individuals. I was like, come on, that's it. You know, you're right, I'm made for that kind of stuff. And I would, you know, I thrived in it, so it would have been nice. But, yeah, I thought it was a bit premature.
Yeah, I agree with that. Who do you like now that, after you left, who do you think has a good chance of pulling the whole thing off?
It could be, as you can see, it's anyone's game, but, yeah, look, I think, like, Sam has, you know, it depends on how he's kind of seen now after that tribal council where he really fought for me, now I realise. It'll be interesting to see because he's so clever, but whether they'll attack him after that, I don't know. Sam's playing a pretty good game because she's kind of got a lot of people on her side, which is clever. She's pretty good socially and she's really good in challenges. So, and she's, you know, she's an awesome woman, so I'd like to see her go through.
What about Shane? Everyone keeps writing her off, but somehow she manages to stick around.
Shane's bizarre. you know, and she didn't kind of form many strong alliances. She was kind of her own agent, really, which is an interesting way to play. You know, at times, you know, we as a tribe wanted to write her name down just because she was a little bit abrasive. But she manages to kind of, she sticks in there, you know, and slips through the cracks and managed to turn that whole tribe around, which is incredible. Like, kudos to her.
Yeah, she's like the cockroach of Survivor.
Yes. You're quite correct there. I'm going to steal that one.
What about Benji? He, at the moment, as you can see on TV, is being portrayed as the ultimate schemer. Do you notice any of that while you were there on the island?
It's interesting about Benji because I didn't. And I mean, we were tribe swapped and I ended up going to the contender side and meeting the, you know, Benji. And I thought there was something strange about him. Like, he wasn't just honest because at that point he said he was a graphic designer. I had my bullshit radar on.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
I'm like, there's something about you that you're not telling us. And then he kind of came clean that he's this, you know, millionaire entrepreneur. And I'm like, oh, that's pretty cool. But he, you know, we had to survive out there, and that tribe swap was hard, and I got Robbie and Benji on straight away, and with Sean as well, and we managed to get those two on our side, which made us in the majority. I think that was pretty good.
Yeah, no, you played a good game.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a shame you got sent home so soon, but you did fantastically, and sorry.
No, look, it is the game in the end, and I had a lot of great takeaways from there, and I've got, you know, I'm proud of the way I played and helped a lot of people there as well, and three challenges, and, you know, physically and mentally, so I think that kind of mental side has really shone. The toughness has shone through, which is great. It's something I'm passionate about and something, you know, I want to do in the future and empower people to find that within them as well. So it's all positive.
Absolutely. Well, Lydia, thanks for the chat today. I appreciate it.
Thanks.
Iris Thomas on the line for Consumer Protection. Hello, Iris. How are you?
Hi, Alan. How are you? I'm good. Good to talk to you again.
Yeah, it's been a bit of a while, hasn't it? Like, I remember last time we had a chat.
Oh, it was a while back, yeah.
Well, that's all right. Nothing's really changed, but still a lot of scammers out there trying to take advantage of poor people. This time, a water scam we're talking about, but...
Exactly. Now, these scammers are claiming that they're from the government. They're doing some door knocking in the areas. They're wearing high-vis vests, and they're telling the householders that they're testing water quality in the area.
Water quality? Yeah, okay.
Absolutely. So they're quite persistent. In one home, the water was tested. The scammers added a liquid substance to the water to make it look legit.
No. That's so bad.
They then told the householder that the water was really unsafe to drink, and they had a great water filtration system for a discounted fee of $2,700.
Jeez, that's not much of a discount. Wow.
Not really, not especially when it's a scam.
Yeah.
They even went further and told the householder that they could actually claim a refund from the government, which was not good. So, you know, these guys are breaking the law. They shouldn't be doing that. If you are approached in this manner, look, give us a call straight away. Take their details. And this goes back to where we say, if someone's knocking at your door and you're not too sure whether they are from the department that they say they're from, you don't need to let them into your house.
Yeah.
You could always turn them away. You can call that particular department or agency, wherever they say they're from, just to see if they do have people on the ground doing whatever they are doing. And don't call on the number that's been provided to you, because they'll probably be the one to answer it anyway.
Yeah, for sure. Is there like an ID that people who are doing that sort of job would have, or not really?
Look, generally they do carry ID, but if you're not sure, because it's so easy to make ID on the internet nowadays.
Yeah.
You're still not sure whether that ID is actually from that department or agency. You can always just double check and call that particular agency or department.
Yeah, absolutely.
But, yeah, generally they should carry ID.
Yeah, you'd hope so. Well, that's some good advice there. Hopefully our people listen, and they see these people mucking around, make sure they give you guys a call and let them know.
Absolutely, yeah.
Well, Iris, thanks for the chat. I appreciate it.
Thank you, Alan.
And I've been getting into it for Witness the Fitness. Leshnot Leisure Centre has been happily having me. I think happily. We'll agree with that. I had my first personal training session yesterday. I had a program drawn up for me. I'd done that a few times. And then I did the first personal training one yesterday. We're focusing on cardio yesterday. Not my strong suit by any means. And went around to the basics that you'd expect. You kind of treadmill on a high incline and high, fast pace of walking. You also had your the bike that was used at one point, the cross trainer, all those sort of things, the rower, I hate the rower. And one thing that I'd never seen before, and if you haven't been to a gym in like 10 years, then you probably wouldn't have seen it either. They have this thing, and the way it's set up is it looks like it's got these pedals on this weird wheel that's filled with water. You get your seat right, and then you look at it, but the thing is, those pedals are kind of like, if you're sitting on the seat, they're like directly in front of you. So I'm looking at this thing, and he goes, oh yeah, we'll do 5 minutes of this, but like, you know, 1 minute, 2.5 minutes one way, 2.5 minutes the other way. It's really, really intense and really, really good for your arms. I'm like, wait, there's pedals. And so I'm trying to like lean back. I'm like, do I put my feet in the pedals. Turns out they're not pedals, they're handles. And I'm glad that I had a personal trainer there to tell me that, because if I tried to use that machine without him, I would have looked like an absolute knob. So thank you very much for that. In saying that, it has been going pretty well. I stepped on the scales this morning, and I've been told by everyone, don't step on the scales too often because your weight can fluctuate here and there. But I've been doing it because I've been kind of curious. I want instant gratification, and I'm pretty happy. I've already lost just over 4 kilos from, it's been, I think about 2 weeks now, actually. 2 weeks. 4 kilos. In saying that, I am a big guy. I do have a lot to lose, so don't be like fretting if you've been trying to do the same thing and you haven't had any luck. But I'm pretty happy with that. It's pretty good. So massive thank you to the team there. Of course, you can get fit this winter at Leisure Not Leisure Centre. If you drop my name when you join up, I'm sure they'll help you out as well, because they are a friendly, friendly bunch there. And I've got another personal training session today, this time muscle weight. So we'll see how that goes. And if I don't make it tomorrow, you will know why. That's it. And a Virginia store in the United States of America has been robbed. That's not the most surprising news about this. It's what they took. They took a whole lot of stuff, jumpers, hoodies, all those sort of things. But also, they happened to steal 13 shoes. Now, the thing that's weird about it is it wasn't 13 pairs of shoes. It was 13 right shoes for your right foot. 13 of them. Of course, the store owners are scratching their head wondering why that has happened. But I figured it would be a good time for us to do our song dedication again. So to the thieves, I dedicate to you this one from Brian Ferry. The right stuff. See what I did there? Elton John, maybe. Get it? Saturday night's all right. For fighting? No, it might have gone over your head. Hey, Elvis Presley, maybe.
That's all right, mama. That's all right for you. That's all right, mama.